You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, that is 833-212-1017. You can call in and text in to share your thoughts on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube. Watch the greatest 60 minutes in radio by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, Truth Nation, listen, I'm going to be very honest. I was talking to Sherwin Hughes when I was walking out. He said, Kyle, I need an uninterrupted part two of the story. And I said, I'm be hand up, pat on the back. I didn't look at my calendar. I thought something was today that actually was yesterday. I did not expect that interview yesterday from that woman, but she was fantastic. Felicia Martin. Or some people think she was fantastic, some people don't. But Felicia Martin, I thought it was today, not tomorrow, so I did not plan for that. But I was ready for it. I was ready for it. But Sherwin said, Kyle, I need an uninterrupted...
Bye, Felicia.
Well, Sherwin Hughes said, I need an uninterrupted part two. So you know what? That's what I'm going to give y'all. I'm going to give y'all uninterrupted part two. And then after that, I'm going to share with y'all my final thoughts. And we're going to move on because there's a lot of great, I mean, not great. There's a lot of things to talk about. The president, quote unquote, they allegedly, somebody was trying to shoot at the president. Allegedly. And what's crazy is that when the person who actually shot the president and Thomas Crooks did it, don't nobody even know his name. How do you attempt to assassinate a president and you actually shoot him and nobody knows anything about the investigation? His name is Thomas Crooks.
Because they stopped the investigation.
Yeah, aha. I wonder why. See, that's the type of stuff I want to get into, but unfortunately, I got to give y'all part two. I've been promising a part two, and yesterday wasn't, you know, so today, Truth Nation, part 1.5, whatever yesterday was, but today will be an uninterrupted part two, but this is going to be me putting a bow on this, tying a bow on this, I should say. The Truth Nation, I just want to start off by saying ignoring a black man's grievances is status quo for America and right here in Milwaukee. Let me say that again. Ignoring a black man's grievances is status quo for America and right here in the city of Milwaukee. There's a long documented history where black people's complaints about discrimination, policing, housing, and employment were dismissed, minimized, or ignored. Those are facts. We have seen that in our community, and we have seen that persist throughout our country. When we complain or when we share our grievances about the disparities that we see, about the inequality that we face, a lot of times our cries are ignored or dismissed. They're not taken seriously. Truth Nation, as I put a bow on this conversation that I've now had for about a week, I want to make sure that I give my takeaways while also discussing the current state of how the black community gets treated here in Milwaukee. because we do get treated poorly. We get over-policed here in our community. We get disrespect in our community. We face racism in our community. We get discriminated against in our community. We're talking about housing at the city of Milwaukee with their housing authority. You're talking about the fact that they got rats and roaches and all type of things. And the city of Milwaukee is the worst landlord in the city. So there are discrepancies and disparities that we face here in the city of Milwaukee that have to be addressed. And it is us, we as the black community, we as the black people that are always on the short end of the stick. And for us to be the majority in this city, we deserve better. I can't find a majority community outside of Milwaukee where they get treated wrongly, where their leadership doesn't listen to them. I don't believe the color of our skin should dictate whether or not people take us seriously. But unfortunately, here in America, that is what it is. Unfortunately, here, even in the city of Milwaukee, despite being the majority population, that is what it is. There is not more. We are the largest population of people in this city, but we still get injustice left and right. We do. And yesterday, I had a woman call into the show to discuss that Milwaukee County declared racism a public health crisis because of the inequities of what we see in the city and in the county. And one of the goals that the Milwaukee County had was to train all 4,000 employees, all 4,000 employees on racial equity. And I want to discuss just that because since that time, I believe the county has not taken significant steps forward with achieving that goal of trying to eradicate and solve the issue of the public health crisis that racism is, according to them. I agree with it. But Truth Nation, if the county isn't going to follow through on their initiative to eradicate racism, I have no problem talking about their failures. I was an eyewitness to their failures, and then I tried to work within the system only to understand what politics really is. And y'all may remember Earl Ingram, you know, radio host around Milwaukee. Earl Ingram, he used to fill in on 101.7 The Truth. And one thing he loved talking about, one thing he always talked about, was he talked about Milwaukee has a lot of politics. I thought that was an interesting saying from him. And now that I got an inside experience of how the internal workings of government work, I fully understand what politics is. I get it. See, Earl done been around. He done seen the inner workings for him to understand what politics was. These elected politicians are not here to serve you. They're not here to serve me. They're not here to serve us. They are here to survive. Survive to get past another election. Do what they have to do to get elected. Because if they were really about that action, if it was really about being on the front lines, it was really about doing the work, every single last one of them will be hitting up Tory Lowe, be hitting up Von Mays, hell, even hitting up Dr. Ken Harris. He has a lot of great ideas, but they will be coming together working with the people who have a pulse on the community. Because I know dang well, if I was ever elected to be an elected official, I would definitely be working with those who I know are making a positive impact in the community, because if they can touch the community, if I can get them on my side, then maybe Milwaukee can be better. And that should be the ultimate goal for the city of Milwaukee in Milwaukee County. Truth Nation, if y'all only knew how patient and diligent I have been in this situation, I literally waited from March 13th until April 20th to get a response to two questions I had. And the response that I got after waiting more than a month, the response that I got after waiting from March 13th to an email all the way to April 20th. Can you believe that? April 20th, 5 weeks to get a response. The response I got was a short paragraph, and it was filled with misdirection. Truth Nation, I was discriminated against on Milwaukee County Parks grounds by an employee and a customer, and the county did nothing to counteract it, or the county did nothing to fight back against it. Yesterday, I shared part two, but I feel like I was rushed. So thank you to Sherwin Hughes for saying, you know what, I need an uninterrupted part two, and that's exactly what I'm going to get, Truth Nation. I'm going to give you an uninterrupted part two of what I faced in our community, but also some other things that I discovered during my fight. Truth Nation, what I faced was disgusting. It was a disgusting situation. It was handled extremely poorly by our county leadership. I will play the video of a white man using racial undertones and, you know, telling me what you would, you know, telling us, you know, these negative things about black people. What I do want to know as I have this conversation, I'm curious to know, y'all can text in at 833-212-1017, or y'all can call in at 833-212-1017. I want to know what you would have done. I want to know how you would react. But in addition to that, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give us a like, a share, and subscribe. And I want to see y'all reaction as well, because I'm very curious to know how y'all would have reacted to this situation. Because maybe I feel like I'm missing something, and maybe this wasn't offensive, because you know how some people, you know, try to gaslight you and try to make you feel like maybe you're in the wrong? I literally was talking to my boys, right? Because this has been, talk about mental health crisis. This has been a crisis. When you talk about the discrepancy or disparities that we have with the way that we're treated, this has been a mental health crisis for me and my friends. I woke up yesterday in the middle of the night thinking, damn, like, this is messed up. 2 o'clock in the morning. This is messed up. It really is. Maybe, you know, at first, before this, my boys was like, damn, they giving us the run around like we did something wrong. But after having a reaction from you all, I feel a little bit better. But maybe I am missing something. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can watch and hear the video of a racist white man named Tim, who was a member of the McKinley Marina just like I was, who used highly offensive language towards my friends and I at the McKinley Marina. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube for you to be the judge on whether or not this is offensive, and should this be grounds for removal of Tim from the McKinley Marina, and is this is something that should not be allowed or should be allowed at the McKinley Marina in Milwaukee County. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear the whole video. The video will start with a 911 call, and then it will transition to a video. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Just like a black fella. There we go. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Thank you, Milwaukee. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Just like a black fella. There we go. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Thank you, Milwaukee. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Say something black again. I know you want to say something black again.
I never said anything.
Okay, exactly.
I said black fella.
Black fella. What about black fella?
That's all I said.
Okay. Hey, you do know the phone calls are recorded with the police, right?
Correct.
So they heard you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know. You said you didn't say it.
I said black fella.
Okay.
I never said.
And then you said, oh, you guys in Milwaukee do what?
Let's go.
Exactly. I'll be seeing you, Tim.
You think you're smart.
Welcome to being black in America, where you can't even enjoy your boat in the city that you love. You can't enjoy your boat in the city without having a white man using racist and offensive language towards you, and get told by Milwaukee County that that white man, who you said, you heard him say, just like a black fella, you heard that white man say, I didn't call you the N-word, even though not anyone ever said. He said that black stuff, and he heard black stuff, and he thought it was nigga. And he said, I didn't call you the N-word. I called you a black feller. That is exactly what he did. And then he had the audacity to challenge our intelligence. And Milwaukee County told me that they have the freedom of speech. That is crazy to me that Milwaukee County is embracing and protecting racist and racism, protecting racist people who don't even live in the city. Y'all heard that racist white man who ain't from my city say things like, this is how you Milwaukee blacks act, just like a black feller. I didn't call you the N-word. I called you a black feller. And you think you're so effing smart. Literally caught on video and caught on the 911 call. And the county said they couldn't corroborate that story. The county is playing us for fools. See, the problem is the county, they tried the wrong one. This is a complete joke. These folks willingly allow for an individual who used racial undertones to remain a member of the McKinley Marina in 2026. Milwaukee County are enablers of racism by not addressing it. Their leadership failed us. And it goes way beyond my situation, and that is the problem. And that is what I have discovered. That I am one person who had to experience this, but I can only imagine the type of microaggressions that get overlooked or the type of racial undertones which get swept under the rug for people who are employees in Milwaukee County, or people who are guests in Milwaukee County, or people who get services from Milwaukee County. I could only imagine. And racial undertones should never be accepted or allowed. They are problematic racial undertones are problematic, and they are problematic because they often carry hidden assumptions that reinforce stereotypes which negatively impact black people. When things like just a black fella are said, or you're thinking, you know, you're so effing smart to a man who has a master's degree, by the way, are said, that needs to be addressed immediately. We cannot make excuses for that type of behavior. It must be a line drawn which we can never, ever allow them to cross. And when they do not address this and they allow people to think that way and they think they didn't do anything wrong, that allows for racism to persist. Truth Nation, second chances are not guaranteed. Being a member of the McKinley Marina is a privilege and not a right. And by telling me that this white man's freedom of speech is more important than racial equity, equality, and justice, you are failing as a county and failing as an organization. And again, this goes deeper than just me because I had people reach out to me to share their stories. At some point, we need to force our leaders to take a stand and speak bluntly about racism, regardless of the black backlash they think they will receive. That's what we need. 833-212-1017. I appreciate y'all for listening, and I appreciate y'all for speaking up, and I appreciate y'all just for showing support. Y'all can call in. Y'all can text in if you have any comments. I prefer text or YouTube for today, but I'll take your call if you call in because this is our platform. Miss Carolyn, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth in Milwaukee. What are your thoughts on today's conversation?
First of all, Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. Well, putting the racial undertones aside, here's the bigger picture. You fail to serve a customer. You fail to do your job. Whether you black, red, or whatever, here's the problem. He failed to do his job. If Marina say that you're not supposed to be pumping gas, he's supposed to be pumping gas, that right there should be a write-up to start with because you have failed to follow your job description. Mm-hmm. That alone needs to bring this to bear, okay? And yep. I wrote that number down to call Mr. James Tarantino or whatever his name is.
Because I appreciate that.
We're taxpayers. And we are supposed to be treated like taxpayers. So, yeah, that's the problem. And yet, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon and call Mr. James, too. Because this young man to the carpet.
I appreciate that, Miss Carolyn. I do. And I'm gonna have a call to action. At the end of the show as well, what I want people to do, because I'm not going to talk about this over and over and over because there's so many other things to talk about, but I do think this is something that we need to get out there. I see y'all calls. I see y'all texts. When we come back, I'm going to take y'all calls. I'm going to read y'all texts. But also what I do want to talk about when we come back is that through all the research and investigating I have done, I've spent hours looking into this because I don't feel like my family should be offended. My friends should be offended. We should ever have to deal with this and not get justice. And through some of my research, I found out that Milwaukee County's issues with addressing racism and inequalities runs much deeper than a situation with a boat. It is so bad that the chair of the Human Rights Commission for Milwaukee County took a step back from his role. I will talk about that next when we come back. I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. And I will share with y'all a communication I had with the Human Rights Commission, and something that made me very concerned about equity truly being a priority for Milwaukee County. As Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, we'll have your calls, your texts, and continue this conversation next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
New partner alert. Yes, yes, yes. Truth Nation, y'all know I'm getting married this summer, and I have partnered with Big Frog out in Mequon to make sure we get to hook up all of our guests. And DJ Brother Z don't know this. every guest, we're going to give them a goodie. We're trying to figure out what goodie we're going to give them, but we're going to get goodies from them because we're going to get our party favors from there. They do shirts. They do hoodies. They do socks. They do everything, literally. Whether I want to give a phone charger to people, or whether or not we want to give headphones to people, or we want to give a Bluetooth speaker, they have it all. They give you custom designs. They help you with the design, and they come at a great, fair price. And the great thing about it is they're so trustworthy and they have great, great products. So if you have a big event coming up or you're trying to have your athletic team look fresh in their new custom uniforms, hit up my friends at Big Frog. I'm telling y'all, they have bold designs, they have personalized hands-on service, and they make sure your gear comes out exactly how you want it. No stress, no guesswork. And here's the kicker. There's no minimums. No minimums at all. And they have a fast turnaround, premium quality. If you went to the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, guess what? They were the ones who made those dope shirts. I just washed that shirt. I said, dang, the print's still on. Screen print didn't fade at all. They hooked up our backpacks. They can hook you up as well. Whether you need 50 shirts or 500, Big Frog will deliver every single time. Call them today or visit BigFrog.com for Big Frog out in Brookfield. Out in Mequon. Edit that. Big Frog out in Mequon. I was just out there doing it. I mean, it's dope. Brittany does a great job out there. But 833-212-1017. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, Truth Nation. And I just want Brother Z just to hit the video, Brother Z.
Just like a black fella. There we go. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Thank you, Milwaukee. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Just like a black fella. There we go. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Thank you, Milwaukee. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Say something black again. I know you want to say something black again.
I never said anything.
Okay, exactly.
I said black feller.
Oh, black feller. What about black feller?
That's all I said.
Okay. Hey, you do know the phone calls are recorded with the police, right?
Correct.
So they heard you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know. You said you didn't say it, but...
I said black feller.
Okay.
I never said...
And then you said, oh, you guys in Milwaukee do what?
Let's go.
Exactly. I'll be seeing you, too.
You think you're smart.
Truth Nation, ignoring a black man's grievances is status quo right here in America and also in Milwaukee. Milwaukee County told me that any white person in America has the freedom of speech to say you think you're effing smart, knowing good and dang well that that statement is riddled in racial undertones. In 2025 and 2026, we still have folks using Jim Crow type racial undertones at Milwaukee County Parks. And Milwaukee County Parks Director Guy Smith and his team allowed that man to come back and utilize the space that we have in our city. They allowed a racist man to come back to utilize our beautiful city. They have enabled for racism to persist. And beyond them refusing to meet with me because he felt like, oh, you know, this is going to be a dumping session for his team, he basically told me that he's team racist whites. That is what Guy Smith, the director of County Parks, basically told me. He is team racist whites. He is okay with upholding racism. Guy Smith upholds the white supremacy mentality, and I shouldn't be surprised because that's exactly what white people do. They do talk all a big game about racial equity, but then when they're faced with adversity, they choose the racist white man. 833-212-1017. Winky Blue, what are your thoughts on today's show?
My personal thoughts, brother, is that if you know it exists, if you know that it exists, this was nothing more than to set you up for the real deal. See, what you're doing is not, if you knew they're going to act like this, then you should have set them up for the real deal where they would have really got themselves in a situation that they couldn't explain. Then you could have bought real media in. So what's happening is you got tougher skin than this. And Crawley, the guy that's down there at the county, that's not seeming to do anything. Well, his boss would be Crawley. And Crawley don't want no heat right now, getting ready to try to do what he got to do. He's their boss, okay? Crawley is their boss. He ain't finna make no move. This is the worst time in the world this could happen on his watch because he can't even stand up and say nothing now. And the thing is, it would seem like he taking sides. I would have. Your skin is tougher than this, man, but I know you're upset. But the thing is, I would have set him up and said, oh, this is going to be an easy one, and came up with another angle, and they couldn't explain themselves out of that one, talking about it's the freedom of speech because this is just blunt out racism. I understand that you said that they didn't serve you. Well, that's one of those reasons that my man was executed down in Mississippi. What was his name? Megar Evers. Mm-hmm. It's because we weren't being served. We weren't being served. That was his whole fight. That was Evers' whole fight. That we weren't being served, closing the bathrooms down and all that. And the Arabs do that to us right now. We go to their bath. We go to the gas station. Oh, I got to use the bathroom in tight. I had to order. But then you sit back and you see him put the clothes sign on the window. He go back there and use the bathroom.
All right, Winky, I appreciate your insight. 833-212-1017. Al Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
My thoughts is the only thing you can do is F up their money. You, your friends, your family, put some money together, get you an attorney, and F up their money. Because if you quietly walk away, they're going to feel they do something. See, racist white people will kill themselves if they're down to their last $2. So the only thing you can do while you being very, very educated is go F up their money, lock, stock, and barrel. It's not about what you can't afford. It is about principle. F up their white money.
Thank you, Al. And ain't that the truth? Because though we may have a black man at a Milwaukee County executive, it definitely is white money that still runs it. That's why the city of Milwaukee is so focused on tearing down 794 and trying to paint it as, oh, we're going to have all this affordable housing. Yeah, okay. 833-212-1017. Muhammad in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Hey, Kyle, thank you for having me. I want to add in on, and I'm glad the other person brought up Crowley, because, you know, just a few months back, you know, the situation that you went through, I've been through many of those. I feel for you. I hate that that's still going on. However, in this city, you know, just a few months ago, we had somebody that had their buttocks grabbed, which is the Common Council president, Jose mm-hmm. Perez. He makes comments, and it gets thrown out of the court, not even looked into. When you find out who it was that did it, he was the guy that runs the entertainment district. He brought the RNC here. He's you know, reason for the convention center and all that, so he has a lot of power and pull. And where did that happen? At Crowley's campaign event. So all the way up to the chain, the ones who are supposed to be representing us and look out for us aren't going to, because why? He doesn't want to ruin his own money and his campaign fund.
That's true. Marty Brooks was accused of doing it to Jose Perez, pinching his butt at a campaign event. He claimed it didn't happen. It was he say, she say, but you're absolutely right. It did happen at a David Crowley campaign event for running for governor. But 833-212-1017. Ron on the South Side, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Thanks for taking my call, Kyle. I'm going to answer your question, but I want to say something real quick. You know, that guy must have, listen to the video, that guy must have been very comfortable seeing like three professional brothers standing there by himself. You know, he was arrogant, and for some reason, it seemed like you guys allowed him to exercise his bigoted privilege, because he knew nothing would happen, and ultimately, with you bumping your head against the wall, trying to go to this guy, that guy, and being passed around like a buck, it seemed like nothing is going to happen. I applaud you. I want you to keep the pressure up. I don't want you to feel bad. I want you to keep the pressure as far as you can go. But the guy must have felt very comfortable. And to answer your question, my mama told me and my brother when we were little, she said, listen, when we go in this store, if y'all act out in public, we're going to act out together. And that's my answer for you.
Ron on the South Side, I love it. I absolutely love it. 833-212-1017. Again, we are discussing an unfortunate incident that I dealt with and my friends dealt with at the McKinley Marina. I had part one where a white gas attendant at the McKinley Marina refused to pump my gas. He lied and told me that they no longer pump people's gas. He forced me to pump my own gas. And then when I left, he pumped the gas for the person after me. I called the McKinley Marina and had someone ask them if they're allowed to pump gas or if we're allowed to pump our own gas. I was explicitly told, no, we are not. It is recorded. I played it for y'all last week. And for that recording, the Milwaukee County has that recording. They refused to respond to it. Like, literally, they refused to respond to it. And now I'm talking about the fact that I had another incident where a white man at the McKinley Marina told my friend, he said, just like a black feller, that's how you Milwaukee blacks act. And then in front of me, he said, I didn't call you the N-word. I called you a black feller. And he said, you think you effing smart. 833 in Milwaukee County Parks Director. Guy Smith did nothing about it. David Crowley passed me along, and nobody's addressed it. 833-212-1017. Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on this conversation?
Hey, I just feel like David is the biggest disgrace of them all, really. Like, he really needs to have a seat. Anybody that vote for him is a clown because he's a clown. How are you going to be governor? He can't even handle this. He can't even handle this. This is simple. That white dude should have been booted out of his job. He's lucky to be able to pump some damn gas. He's ignorant. He should have been. That should have been easy to get rid of him. And Guy, he's up next. Like Crowley, he can't handle. He can't handle state work. He can't even take care of this.
Hey, Tia, that's I hear you. I understand. I understand where you're coming from with that. I appreciate the call. I appreciate your thoughts as well. 833-212-1017. Thomas in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Let me tell you this, bro. Look, don't stop. Do it every day. Every day. Keep bringing it up. Keep bringing it up. Keep bringing it up. Keep bringing it up. I can hear it every single day. Keep bringing it up. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. I appreciate the encouragement. Thomas and folks who are encouraging, you know, I think there's so much that we can be talking about, right? And I'm one that, yeah, I love being on the radio, but my personal stories, I share what I want to share. Because, again, this is embarrassing. It really is. Ron from the South Side, he hit it. Like, I wish we would have handled it a little bit differently, but I thought that, you know, the older you get, you have to be more responsible. I'll keep it real with you. I am anti-violence, but, you know, you put a little liquor in my system, all of a sudden I think I'm Mike Tyson.
But that's the thing. We're like, were you drinking that day?
No. Not at all. I mean, even when I was, I'm at the point now with my age. I can control myself, and I understand that my purpose is bigger than somebody's words and actions. That's why we're just like, you're just a drunk fool. And we're just going to report it. We had to record it. Like we said, we're going to go about it a different way because we are professionals, right? We have careers that we don't want to risk over somebody being racist because we feel like we were going to get justice. But being told that they could not corroborate the story that he used offensive language in racial undertones, it was mind-blowing to me. Absolutely mind-blowing to me. Miss Sandra, I'll have you be the last call of the day. What are your thoughts on this situation?
Okay. Hi, Kyle. Like I said earlier, now they were given permission. Even Disney wanted to protect the gay people. Well, Ron DeSantis jumped on them because it's come down to money. They're threatening them to take their money away. Look how they've taken the books out, black books out of the library. And now you got this lawyer Bloom. I think his name is Ed Bloom. He took like some Asian girl up there to fight DEI and affirmative action. And see, they're using us as their tool to get to where they want. But don't forget, ICE killed some white people. I want to say, when you come after somebody else, your same loving person, Mr. White Man Trump and his lackeys, they're coming after you too, and they may kill your son or daughter. Remember Minnesota, right?
Yeah, I do.
They killed some white people, and they're coming after them too. So they always use us because we were always the one to fight for the civil rights.
No, Miss Sandra, I agree, and I understand where you're coming from. 833-212-1017. And before we go to break, and then I'll wrap a bow around this. I just want to say this, is that David Crowley, the Milwaukee County Parks Director Guy Smith, and his Deputy Director James Tarantino, they're upholding the white supremacy mentality. Guy Smith and James Tarantino should be fired from their jobs for not addressing this in the confusion which took place behind the scenes and the misinformation that was spread amongst his team. I have internal emails. I've seen the misinformation. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's a complete mess, but that's a whole nother story. There are a lot of black people who have boats, but not a lot of black people who are at the marina, and I see why. It is a very unwelcoming environment, and when employees can deny pumping your gas despite going against their policies is absolutely outrageous. To me, it displays a culture of racism. And Brother Z, go ahead and put the website up real quick, because I'm not surprised that Milwaukee County has this culture of racism. Because if you go on 1017 The Truth on YouTube, Brother Z put up a website. Milwaukee County has something called the Human Rights Commission. This commission is charged with receiving reports on all matters concerning equal rights of all persons within the county, and after due deliberations or open hearings, advising the appropriate department or division of the county government of the proper procedure for preserving the equal rights of persons as guaranteed by law. Now, this sounds like an excellent commission to have. It sounds like an excellent commission to have. And before y'all heard me say, Milwaukee County has or had something called the Human Rights Commission. And the reason why I say that is because when you go to the website, and y'all can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, and Brother Z, he will scroll for you. But you can go to the website, and it states, scroll down a little bit. And when you scroll down, what you'll see is that the head, the leader of the commission, the chair, is Dr. Robert Smith. He is considered, there it is right there. It says Dr. Robert Smith is the chair of the Human Rights Commission, a great brother who has a great historical lens on the city of Milwaukee. Really good dude, like really, really good dude. He's been on The Truth before. But the problem is I don't think this website is accurate. The website for Human Rights Commission, which serves a great purpose, is not accurate, because when I reached out to him and other members of the Human Rights Commission, this is what I was told. I was told this last year. This is what Dr. Robert Smith told me from the Human Rights Commission. He said the Human Rights Commission has been altered significantly. So unfortunately, I cannot offer any support from my previous role as chair of the commission. My sincerest concerns regarding this disturbing experience. That is a message I got from Dr. Robert Smith. And brother, they put it back up there real quick. The individual who you can see with your own eyes, it says on there that he is still currently the chair. He said he's not the chair. But on the website for the Human Rights Commission that is tasked here in Milwaukee County with fighting and making sure proper procedures for preserving equal rights of persons are guaranteed, the website's not even updated. This man told me months ago that he thought this was a disturbing situation, concerning, but due to the fact that he no longer holds that role as chair of the commission, there was nothing he can do with it. He said the Human Rights Commission has been altered significantly, so unfortunately, I cannot offer any support from my previous role as chair of the commission. My sincerest concerns regarding this disturbing experience. When you go to the website, it still says he is a chair. And the reason why I bring this up is that for this to be a county that declared racism a public health crisis, for this to be a county that talks about all the things they want to do to combat and fight racism, to have a Human Rights Commission that serves a great purpose, to have the website not even updated, not even for people to know who they can reach out to when they're discriminated against, to make sure they get equality, shows you they do not give a damn. That is lazy. That man emailed me way back in October. It is April, almost May, and that website is not correct. And if anybody who has an issue with human rights in our county, they can't even get in contact with the right person because the county don't give a damn. That is the issue that I have. And when you compound this with the fact that the director of human resources for Milwaukee County, a black woman, resigned from her position last week, citing concerns about possible misconduct, which are now under investigation, it leads me to believe there is an issue when it comes to justice and equality within Milwaukee County. A county that claims racism is a public health crisis is not doing enough to protect people within the county from racism. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'll continue sharing my final thoughts and what we can do next and what I want y'all to do next and how we can combat racism. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'll share more next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Just like a black fella. There we go. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Thank you, Milwaukee. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Just like a black fella. There we go. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Thank you, Milwaukee. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Say something black again. I know you want to say something black again.
I never said anything.
Okay, exactly.
I said black fella.
Black fella. What about black fella?
That's all I said.
Okay.
I
you do
the
know the phone calls are recorded with the police, right?
Correct.
So they heard you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know. You said
black fella.
Okay.
You said
you guys in Milwaukee do what?
Let's go.
Exactly. I'll be seeing you, too.
You think you're smart.
Truth Nation, I am discussing how Milwaukee County is failing to effectively combat racism. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe. You can also text in at 833-212-1017. Now, what I'm trying to understand is, how does a county declare something to be a public health crisis and they don't work to find a cure? I feel like this is so disingenuous and was just a way to get votes. And in my opinion, based off the information that I know, I do not believe it is a priority of Milwaukee County. Honestly, in my personal experience, I do not believe this is something that Milwaukee County truly wants to rid itself of. And what's crazy to me is that our Milwaukee County executive himself has been faced with discrimination. I'm disappointed knowing that David Crowley sued for discrimination when he was younger. He faced it and he addressed it then, but now he is turning his back on others who face it as well. When he was a state representative, David Crowley was added to a named plaintiff in May 2017 after he and his godbrother were stopped, gun pointed at them, and searched by officers while walking home despite not matching the suspect description. So it seemed to me that David Crowley felt like when he was discriminated against, he wanted to get justice. And now, for him to just tell me, you know, see that this happened and tell me he would meet with me only to pass me along to somebody else was disappointing. It was. 833-212-1017 again. That is the Truth Talking text line. And for me, when I look at this, I just think about the lack of leadership. And that's what's become very clear to me in this whole situation, is that Milwaukee leadership is a lot worse than I originally thought. Because in this situation, to me, this was an easy layup. This was a slam dunk. Simply condemn racism. But for some reason, they are too afraid to do so. And to me, that is a serious problem why people are so afraid to simply condemn racism. Do what is right. It is very clear that the language that was used in the video on Milwaukee County property at the McKinley Marina crossed the line, and it was inappropriate and should be deemed highly offensive to everybody, regardless of race. The hand gesture of flipping us the bird, that was inappropriate. But let me be very clear, all white people are not bad people. And throughout this entire situation, the only person to publicly and openly support us and tell us what happened was wrong was County Board Member Sheldon Wasserman. Sheldon Wasserman is a white Jewish man who is a County Board of Supervisor who oversees that area. Sheldon doesn't care about what others think. He kept it real with us. He understands who he is. He understands his identity. He is confident in his position. And he has no problem to do what is right, regardless of what other people think. Sheldon Wasserman is free. Unfortunately, David Crowley and the other black elected officials are not free. David could have fixed this situation last November when it was brought to his attention, but he treated me the same way so many black people have been treated when they have been aggrieved. Basically like a nobody. But luckily for me, I had enough access to be able to follow up and at least have somebody talk to me. And again, I do not dislike David Crowley. Even after this, I think David is a great man. He's a father. He's a husband. And I love the family that he has created, the black family he has created. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. But I have to separate my personal feelings of liking David Crowley as a man from how he performs in his role as a leader. He and the county performed poorly in this situation. His team, led by Guy Smith, the director of County Parks, who is a white man, made a mistake by not paying attention the first time when I raised my concerns about what happened. And instead of doing what great leaders do, is saying, whoops, our bad, let's address this issue and make it right, they chose the lazy route of trying to sweep it under a rug and ignore that it happened. Ignore that a white man made offensive comments about black people in the city of Milwaukee. Ignore that a white man said acting just like a black fella. Ignore that a white man said, I didn't call you the N-word, despite nobody accusing of that. I didn't call you the N-word. I called you a black fella. Ignoring someone challenging a black man's intelligence, especially when one of them got a master's degree. Why this was ignored so easily is because black men's grievances is status quo. Ignoring black men's grievances in America is status quo for America and status quo for Milwaukee. I told y'all before, there has been a well-documented history where black people's complaints about discrimination, policing, housing, employment have been dismissed, minimized, and ignored. And that is exactly what I face, and that's what many people have faced. This is exactly why we see men like Derek Williams here in Milwaukee die in a police car after begging for help on video. This is why black men have died while being restrained by police despite saying, "I can't breathe," like George Floyd and Eric Garner. This is why black men die in police custody after police know that he ingested some pills and they decided not to take him to a hospital. And then he dies like Keyshawn Thomas right here in Milwaukee. This is why black women's maternal health is worse and about 2 to 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy than white women. This is why we have these discrepancies. This all happens because when we cry out for help and when we say we have been aggrieved, no one listens. Because not listening to black people is as American pie. It is the status quo. 833-212-1017. Again, that is the Truth Talking text line. You can chime in on YouTube. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Now, Truth Nation, this is what I'll say. The moral of the story is that we cannot depend on elected officials to save the day for us unless you are willing to hold them accountable for their failures. Far too often, we support folks who claim they love us, but in reality, they love what we can do for them. Well, the goals that they want to obtain, we can help them get there, help them reach those. But they don't love what they can do for us. The Milwaukee County Park System, the McKinley Marina, and the county executive's office failed me and my family that day. They allowed an employee not to pump my gas and to pump the gas of a white customer without giving me any explanation, despite me sharing audio of them saying their policy states that all customers get full service. That's their policy. And when they were called out about it, crickets, they didn't say anything. The man that denied me went rogue, and I believe he's a racist employee who did not follow their standard protocol, and they did nothing to fix that situation. Milwaukee County Parks, McKinley Marina, and a county executive office were made aware of a marina tenant making racially charged comments. And the response was to allow for him to come back and potentially racially and verbally abuse another black person. Milwaukee County enables and willingly chooses racism. They heard my shows, and instead of addressing it, they are just waiting for it to die down. That is exactly what they are doing. Truth Nation, I understand the risk that I took by sharing my story. I have officially been blacklisted from access to Milwaukee County. The contact that I have been working with and talking to, texting with, emailing with, no longer responds after I spoke up. Coincidence? But you know what, Truth Nation? It is what it is because I did what was right. They preferred for me to be silent, but I was silent for 7 months after I worked my ass off behind scenes to get justice and get answers, but mainly white leadership like Guy Smith and James Tarantino refused to give me that. But we should not be surprised because white people upholding racism is what America is about. They should both be fired. Guy Smith and James Tarantino should be fired. Truth Nation, I couldn't live with myself if I did not speak up and protect my family and friends by shedding light on this disturbing story of racism in our city. When we come back, Truth Nation, what I'm going to share with you is I'm going to share my ask. Because I have told my story. But now I'm going to share my ask for the community and what I want y'all to do in order to combat and fight racism. Because if the county ain't gonna fight it, damn it, I am. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'll share my final thoughts on what we can do moving forward.
It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, it's your boy Tory Lowe.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
Just like a black fella. There we go. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Thank you, Milwaukee. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Just like a black fella. There we go. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Thank you, Milwaukee. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Say something black again. I know you want to say something black again.
I never said anything.
Okay, exactly.
I said black fella.
Oh, black fella. What about black fella?
That's all I said.
Okay.
Hey,
you do know the phone calls are recorded with the police, right?
Correct.
So they heard you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know. You said you didn't say it.
I said black fella.
Okay.
I never said.
And then you said, oh, you guys in Milwaukee do what?
Let's go.
Exactly. I'll be seeing you, Tim.
Smart.
It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Truth Nation. With that, with hearing that, Milwaukee County didn't do anything about it. Milwaukee County tried to sweep it under the rug. Milwaukee County is embracing racism. That includes David Crowley at the top because he is the leader, despite being a black man. That includes Guy Smith, who's the director of County Parks. That includes James Tarantino, his deputy director. That includes Andrea Wallace, the person that oversees business at the parks. There's so many more names that I can list. But with that being said, Truth Nation, my ask is this. The next time you see Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley out in public at an event, not with his family, but out at an event in his official duties or on a campaign trail, the next time you see anyone from his office, the next time you see somebody from the county board out in public, simply ask them, why did you allow for racism to win at the McKinley Marina? That is my ask, Truth Nation. We need for them to know that we see their actions and we do not appreciate it, nor do we like it. And we expect better. We expect better for them to ensure that they are creating a conducive environment where everybody feels welcome. It should be a goal of theirs to create more diversity down at the McKinley Marina where we feel welcome. That should be the goal. There should be a zero tolerance policy when it comes to racism at McKinley Marina and anywhere else in Milwaukee County. And until that is implemented, I will continue to speak up and I will continue to speak out. Because I ain't going to allow racism to happen to anybody around here. And that's why I love the fact that Tory Lowe has his platform, because he be in the streets for real, to fight back against racism, unlike these elected officials. Truth Nation, this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I appreciate y'all listening. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I appreciate y'all support. But let's keep fighting. When you see any of them out in public, you ask them why they allow racism to win at the McKinley Marina. The Tory Lowe shows up next for Wonderful. Truth Nation, I love y'all. Peace out. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.